In 1997, we had a quinquennial review by the NMRC subcommittee, which went very well, given that we had lost a major section of the programme 3 or 4 years earlier than that, when Richard went, that team. We had recovered from that. We were doing the video activation game. We were labelling new molecules for cancer. We were doing the brain glial activation stuff. Richard, we really were on a roll, and we scored very heavily on nearly all the components, 5 alpha star scaling, and nearly all the work done at the Hammersmith by an international review committee. But the MRC, headed by Professor George Rada, said this was not necessarily strategic. And he was obviously very keen to offload the cost of that unit in some private partnership exercise. He brought in, so the MRC in the first instance brought in KPMG, which are very well known consultancy company, to do an option appraisal. Should this unit run? Les Iverson was involved at that point. How should you run this centre? And the option appraisal said status quo. This is KPMG. They spent a week there, very expensive. Status quo is working well, and the MRC wouldn't accept that. They wanted their own agenda. And they put in 2 people we'd never heard of before, who said it should be privatised, should be split up. You should separate the non-clinical from the clinical, which was a disaster, despite a long case I made against that, saying this is going to destroy the whole ethos of the place. And you're trying to impose an industrial ethos on basically academics, Vin Cunningham and people like that. To try and do that at this point would be detrimental, and you would lose staff as a consequence. And they still decided to go ahead, and I resigned then on that. Because I knew they were going to appoint a managing director, and therefore my role would go away. And I'd be in the middle of something which I didn't want to be in the middle of.